Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 249. Let the celebration begin. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you by the good folks over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by over at Weavers and pick up some great Mayberry stuff. There are all kinds of things there. Dillard's DVDs, calendars, ties. If it's Mayberry, they got it over at Weavers. Drop by weaversdepartmentstore.com and tell them Floyd sent you. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. And I want to thank you all for your support of Two Chairs No Waiting. Hello, everybody. I'm Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting, and it is great to have you with me here in Mayberry again. 249th episode. Let the celebration begin is what I said, and that's what we're going to do. I can't believe it. 249. Why are we celebrating that? For those that don't know, there were 249 episodes of The Andy Griffith Show. So what better way to celebrate than to celebrate just having 249 milestone, matching the number of Andy Griffith Show episodes that were aired. It's great. I wanted to make this special, so I took a week off between the last podcast episode, 248, and this one. And I am so glad I did, because I was able to travel this past weekend up to Mount Airy, North Carolina, and to Troy, North Carolina this weekend, and meet up with some of my buddies that are the Mayberry Tribute Artist and some of the cast members, plus several other folks that have been on the podcast before or will be on the podcast in the future. And it was just an amazing, amazing weekend. I hope you're going to enjoy this as we go and talk to some of these folks that have been on podcast in the past, been on the podcast, Two Chairs No Waiting, in the past, and have shared some of their thoughts and memories. And tonight I had a fun thing that one of our folks that visited us at the Mayberry meetup about a month ago asked this question. He asked, what's your favorite Mayberry item and why is it your favorite? And I thought, man, that is a very good question. So I want to thank Bruce for giving me the idea for tonight. But that's what I ask all these folks. And I think you're really going to enjoy hearing the answer. So without me talking, because this is going to be a very long podcast episode, I hope you guys are going to stick with me through it all. But this is going to be a very long one. But we're going to head over to Mount Airy, North Carolina, into the gazebo at the Mayberry Motor Inn, where I was able to begin our interview process with, first up, you'll hear Al Gandolfi. So, folks, let's head on over there and see what they got to say. All right, folks, well, here we are. We're sitting in the gazebo, and we're going to talk to the folks that are in the gazebo with us tonight about what their favorite Mayberry item is. So first up, we're going to talk to Al Gandolfi. Now, Al was on episodes number 123 and 124 of the podcast. We interviewed him back then as just a Mayberry fan, because he's just a huge fan, aren't you, Al?
Yeah, big, big fan.
So the question we're going to put to everybody, just our 249th episode, is what is your favorite Mayberry item and why is it your favorite?
Well, I think my best Mayberry item I have is all the years I've been coming to Mayberry Days. Andy Griffith never came to Mayberry Days until this one year he came. And I actually met him, and I took the front page of the newspaper, and I mounted it on a plaque for a souvenir for me. So that's the first time I have ever met Andy Griffith face-to-face. Wow. So it's really important to me, that item.
So that's a big memory, too.
Yeah, definitely. Big memory.
Because you're actually able to see Andy Griffith in person, and you'd never done that before.
Yep, never met him. Yes.
Oh, that's great. Well, man, you guys, make sure you go back and listen to Al's podcast episodes. They were 123 and 124. And, you know, it's just great that we're here in Mount Airy, sitting in the gazebo at the Mayberry Motor Inn, and able to visit with some of the folks who have been on the podcast before. I thought this would be a great way to celebrate our 249th episode. So, Al, thanks. I'm so glad you're here. I didn't even know you were going to be here this weekend.
All right.
So this is a real, real pleasure that Al's here with us. So we're going to move along and talk to some more folks. All right, so next up, we're going to talk to Tim Pettigrew. Now, Tim is our goober impersonator, and he was actually on episodes number 6 and 7 of Two Chairs, No Waiting. So if you hadn't heard them, go back over there and listen. So, Tim, what's your favorite Mayberry item you've collected over the year, and why is it your favorite?
I guess when I first met George in Indiana at the Midwest, he signed my first hat that I got, and he wrote on the inside "To the Other Goob."
Oh, wow.
He did. That's probably my, and I don't wear it anymore, so I, but I do have one item that I talked to you about earlier. I had bought it online, or my sister found it, and I bought it online. It's the number, since we're talking about 249 podcasts, it's the script for the 249th episode of The Andy Griffith Show, A Girl for Goober. And it was signed by Bob Ross. And then I took it to Nashville when they had the big signing. Don Knotts was there and that. And I had George sign it. And he was really impressed. He was showing his girlfriend, Ann, this is what we had to learn, you know. And we went over that in the script with Andy, and everybody sat down. These are all your lines and how you were supposed to read. And so it was. So I have that. I treasure that too, though. So.
And it was the 249th episode of the Andy Griffith Show filmed.
Correct.
That's
yes.
Right. Yep. And who is Ross? Who were you talking about?
He's one of the writers for the for the show and consultants, I think,
right.
Too. Right. Yeah. So
he wrote that episode.
He wrote that episode. Correct.
Oh, wow.
And he signed it, and then I had George sign it. Girl for Goober.
Wow.
So that's big.
Oh, that is big. I don't blame you for not wearing the Goober hat either.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to do that. I treasure that.
Oh, that is great. Well, Tim, thanks. And remember, you can head back over and listen to episodes 6 and 7 because that was Tim's episodes.
That's a long time ago, isn't
it? It was almost 5 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. We've been doing the podcast almost 5 years, and so this is our 249th matching the episodes of the Andy Griffith Show. So this is, it's big. Oh, big.
Big ain't the word for it. Well, we thank you for doing it, Alan. I mean, you're a great fan, and just keep up the good work.
Oh, man. Thank you, Tim. Thanks. All right. Up next, we got the Miles, who were on episode number 211 of the podcast. It's called Mayberry on Main. They own Mayberry on Main in Mount Airy, North Carolina. So let's go with Debbie first. They're both here. They're going to tell us what their favorite Mayberry item is and why it's their favorite.
Okay. For me, Alan, that's a hard answer. But it's going to be between maybe the autograph of Don Knotts when we got to meet him in Nashville, Tennessee. That was a real privilege. And then there's another quirky little thing, which was something that Jeff Koontz got, and it was water from Myers Lake out in California. And that's one of my prized possessions. I love it so much, but I'm going to be really sappy here and say that the best thing that we've gotten out of being Mayberry fans is being with all the other Mayberry fans. That is a priceless thing to us. And, you know, that's the real truth. We're just a big family. So.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good answer. Yeah, I like that answer. That is a good answer.
I might say something different.
All right, so Daryl's going to tell us what his favorite thing is. So, Daryl, what's yours?
My favorite thing would have to be our Mayberry Memories book, as we've taken it to every Mayberry event from Mount Airy before we moved here to other events in Indiana and Tennessee, and got all the autographs from everyone that we could meet that was tied to the show and stuff. So, you know, that's probably my most treasured possession of the Mayberry stuff. But the biggest thing is not something that I guess I own, but something we live every day, is just being part of Andy's hometown, living here in Mount Airy. I mean, that's, you know, living our dream and being here every day. And one of the things we look forward to more than Christmas every year is Mayberry Days. That's when the whole family comes together again. So I say that's probably our biggest treasure, is being here in Mount Airy and get to enjoy everybody that comes back here to visit, and especially Mayberry Days.
Oh, that's good. Now, if you folks are ever in Mount Airy, drop by Mayberry on Main. They're right there on Main Street. Great name, by the way, Mayberry on Main.
Yeah, that was a tough one.
Yeah, that took a lot of thinking.
Just call me Larry.
So y'all listened to episode 211 when he said, call me Larry. If you listen all the way to the end, you'll get to find out why he said that. So, because there's bloopers at the end of that one. So, hey, I want to thank you guys. You guys are always great. It's great to come to Mount Airy, see you guys, drop in the store. You've always got the Andy Griffith Show playing in there, and people can enjoy themselves just looking at all the wonderful things y'all got there in the store. So thank y'all for being on the podcast and being a part of this big 249.
Thank you, Alan.
Yeah, thank you for everything, Alan.
Thanks. All right. So let's move along, see what else we got. All right, next up, over on the other side of the gazebo, I found Sam Miles. She's over here. She didn't want to be associated with her parents. So, Sam, you were also on episode number 211 with your parents when we talked about you before. So what's your favorite Mayberry item, and what made it your favorite?
My favorite is from, I'm sure everybody knows, Gary Wiedemeyer. He gave me a picture of Barbara Eden and Don Knotts, and it has both their autographs, and that is probably my favorite that I own because it's very special to me because I've always been a big Barbara Eden fan and, of course, Mayberry, so it was like the best of both worlds for me, so that's definitely my favorite.
Yeah, and nature had been very good to her.
Oh, yes, very.
Well, that's great. Man, I thank you also for just being on the show tonight and the previous episodes. I was telling people there's bloopers at the end of episode 211, so they need to drop by and listen to y'all's episode again.
Yeah, oh, Lord. That's like after midnight there.
It's not quite that bad. It's just me not giving the right names for Daryl or Larry or whatever his name is.
And his other brother, Daryl.
That's right. All right. Well, folks, thanks, Sam. I appreciate it. And let's see who else I can talk to. All right. Well, next up, we got Tim White. Tim White's from the VW Boys. Now, I don't even remember what episodes he's in because his music and the VW Boys' music are on so many episodes of the podcast. I use them for voiceover music, and Tim had given me permission. And Tim, man, it is awesome to have you on the podcast.
Well, I'm glad to be on the podcast. I don't get on podcasts much.
Well, he's a radio man. This is a professional that's doing this one for us, folks. But, Tim, what's your favorite Mayberry item, and what made it your favorite?
Well, it's funny you should ask. I just received it tonight.
Oh, really? What'd you get?
Mr. Mundy here gave me a jug signed by the Darling Boys and Maggie Peterson. And I swear that is my favorite item. I had a different one before tonight, but I showed up, and he gave me that jug, and we're going to take it. We have a museum in Bristol, a bluegrass and old-timey and country music museum, and it's going to go in that museum next to the Andy Griffith guitar. But that is my favorite item. It's amazing. 10 minutes ago is when he gave it to me. But that is, Bob, that's my favorite Mayberry item. Thank you. Bob standing right here.
That is awesome. We'll talk to Bob in just a second. And that is big. Bob Mundy is our Briscoe Darling impersonator. And we will talk to him.
I don't know why he gave it to me. I mean, that is a treasure.
That is a treasure.
But we're going to let over. That's all right. I'll pay it. He said he'd send the bill to me. Not Bob didn't know. Don Ho over here did. But, you know, the thing about it, Bob Mundy, he's standing right over here because they can't see it on the podcast.
Right, they can't see it.
You know, the thing about it is it's like all the artifacts we have in that museum. They stay under beds or in closets or wherever. And people have brought us instruments and different artifacts. And, Bob, that jug's going to get seen by thousands of people every year now. So it'll be put to good use. So thank you. I appreciate you. I love you. Thank you. Yes, he is.
Well, I tell you what, Tim White and the VW Boys, if you've never seen them, you have got to go out and see them. They're going to be at Mount Airy this weekend playing,
you know,
I do believe.
If people, this podcast, they can't see, right?
They can't see.
All right, but when you do see the VW Boys, you recognize me. I'm the good-looking one.
Yeah, and that's a sad statement, but true.
That's how bad a shape we're in, yeah.
Folks, really, they're wonderful. It's a great show if you ever get to see them. Now, Tim's got a show that he does every week on the radio. Not every week, all the time on the radio, don't you?
Yeah, I have a syndicated show, put the V in front of it, thetimwhitebluegrassshow.com, Or you can go to vwboys.com, and there's a link over. And then I do a TV show on PBS called Song of the Mountains, and that's got you .org on the end of it. Songofthemountains.org. It goes all across the United States from the Lincoln Theater in Marion, Virginia, and we're in our ninth season, and it's bluegrass and old-time music. Rodney Dillard was on it not too long ago. David Browning has done it. Gary Crane. It's got a big influence of Mayberry in it. So I wonder why.
Oh, I don't know. Now, Rodney Diller, for anybody that didn't know out there, that's the darling boy who plays the guitar and sings on the episode. And David Browning's our Barney Fife impersonator that runs around with us all the time. And Gary Crane had also done an episode of the podcast early in the seasons at as Gomer.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's just, you know, I grew up watching the show like all of us did. Everybody listening to this podcast, I'm sure, did too. And it's just great to have an opportunity. I've been blessed to have a radio show, a syndicated radio show, and this nationally syndicated public television show to be able to throw a little of the Andy Griffith Show in there for folks to enjoy. It's special to me, and I know it is to a lot of other folks.
Well, man, Tim, thank you so much for being on the podcast, and thank you for all you do, because you do a lot to keep Mayberry going and just spreading the Mayberry spirit and bluegrass as well.
Well, one thing I'd like to thank you for, too, a couple of 3 years ago is on this very podcast, ladies and gentlemen, Alan put on the piano story about my dad and my uncle moving the piano, and the end of the story, the words of wisdom that came out of my father's mouth back in the 1960s was, you know, if you turn a piano upside down, all the keys will fall out of it.
That's right. That is on one of the podcast episodes, and I will find that and let you know at the end of this one which one to go listen to. But it was a true story from Bob White, Tim's dad.
He's a rare bird.
Well, thank you again, Tim. Thanks.
You, Dad.
All right, next up we're going to talk to Bob Mundy. Now, Bob was our Briscoe Darling impersonator, and he's been on the podcast in the past, too. And I'll find that before we get through here. But, Bob, I hear from Tim White that your favorite item used to be a jug that had some of the autographs on it.
It was. It used to be. Yeah, that's true.
So now that you don't have that anymore, what's your favorite Mayberry item and what makes it your favorite?
I don't have any more. That's it. That was all of it. No, I've got so many. I've got pictures. I've got various things I've gotten collected over the years. I think probably the most valuable things that I've collected from this show, from this whole thing, has been the memories, the people that I've met, the friends I've made. Like Tim there, you know, I've met Tim. He's a good friend. All of you guys are just so great.
Yeah, that is. I mean, man, the Mayberry fans are just awesome, are they? Tim White and all these other Tims around here, Tim Pettigrew.
It's like one big happy family.
It is. Well, that's a great answer, because that's true. Really what's Mayberry all about, but friends and family, right?
That's it. Exactly.
Well, that is a good answer. There's a lot of good heartfelt answers and not greedy ones coming out tonight. This is awesome.
It is. It really is.
Now, Bob was on episode number 45 and 46 of the podcast, so y'all can head back over and listen to number 45 and 46. It's Bob Mundy, part 1 and 2, so head over there and listen to it. Bob is our Briscoe Darling impersonator, and he can get banjo sounds and all kinds of sounds out of that jug.
Whatever you want, banjo, guitar.
Tim White said not anymore, because he has his jug now.
Actually, I'm working on a full 40-piece orchestra.
Out of the jug?
Out of the jug.
Oh.
But that's going to take some effort. Now, I'm not sure about that one, but sounds good anyway.
It'll sound great. So, Bob, hey, thank you for being on the podcast previously and tonight, and thank you for what you said, too, and all your words of wisdom.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, thank you. All right, let's see who else we got. All right, next up, we're going to be talking to Alma from over at the Mayberry Motor Inn. That's where we are. We're right here in the gazebo. And she was on episode number 212 of the podcast. Y'all can go back and check that out. And Alma, what's your favorite Mayberry item, and why is it your favorite, or what made it your favorite?
The dress, because it was Aunt Bee's dress. And then also I like the contract that she had with Mayberry RFD.
So you have a dress that was one of Francis Bouvier's real dresses.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's your favorite. Do you ever wear that?
I have worn it. Yes, I have.
So now Alma, what y'all may or may not remember, go back and listen to that podcast and find out. But she impersonates Aunt B. She dresses up like Aunt B, and she can even yodel. Doesn't even have to have kitchen sherry or anything to be able to do it. And so she has a lot of dresses that look like Aunt B's, but she actually has one of Frances's real dresses and the contract you were talking about you have. And you got a whole bunch of stuff here in the Aunt B room, too.
Yes. I enjoy meeting the people. I've met people through the room that I would never have met. And we've been are friends with them now.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. I tell you, folks, if you ever come to Mount Airy, stay at the Mayberry Motor Inn because it's a special place. You can sit out under the gazebo and visit with people if they're out here because there's always seems to be somebody from Mayberry sitting around. So, Alma, thanks for being on the podcast before and tonight. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
All right, well, let's see who else I got. All right, so here we are. We're going to be speaking now with Kenneth Junkin. Kenneth Junkin's our Otis Campbell impersonator. He was on episodes number 9 and 10 of Two Chairs No Waiting. That was a little while back. Kenneth, what's your favorite Mayberry item, and what makes it your favorite?
Well, that's kind of tough. I do have several, but really it's not that tough. I had a chance to get the actual script that Hal Smith used in the episode Rehabilitation of Otis. And I got it through Jim Clark and the Smith family several years ago. And it has notes that Hal Smith actually made. He wrote down, Don says this, and it's actually in lead pencil, the notes he made. And that is my favorite piece of Mayberry collection. And one thing I noticed, Alan, as I was going through this script, all the notes that Hal made, I don't have to make near that many notes when we're doing our show. So it makes me feel pretty good. He had to make a lot more notes than I do. So,
yeah, because we never know what we're going to say. All you folks that ever go to one of the Mayberry events where we got the tribute artists performing, you all think we get to practice a lot and rehearse or something. And how much rehearsal do we do?
A total of zero.
We
found out rehearsal affects our acting in a negative way.
Yeah, basically we just say, hey, I'm going to go out there and kind of say this, and you say that, and then we'll just go.
No, really, we do play. It's a lot. It's just improv. And it works. Our people tell us it works. So,
well, the good part is that being Floyd and Otis, as we are, if we mess up, nobody can tell.
Nobody knows. No. That's the good thing about being a barber and a drunk.
All right. Well, Ken, hey, thanks for being on the show. And now Ken and Tim are going off telling jokes at each other
now.
So, Ken, thanks for being on the show, way back when and tonight. We appreciate it. Otis and I, we tend to drive everywhere together, and believe it or not, Otis is the driver.
I'm the designated driver.
And I told him not to take the shortcut, but he wouldn't listen. He wouldn't listen. I said, don't take the shortcut.
Yeah. So, thank goodness I had a little of elixir in the back when we ran out of gas.
Oh, all right. Well, thanks, Kenneth, and thanks to everybody that's been doing the interviews with me. We're going to try to catch up with some more folks. We're going to try to do the interview with some more folks when we get back to Troy this weekend, because we're going to be up in Troy, North Carolina, doing a show, and we're going to try to grab David Browning and Jeff Branch and some more folks that have been on the show before. And hopefully this podcast will be a blockbuster with our 249th episode. So thanks to everybody.
I think it's going to be a smash hit.
Yeah, Otis would think that, wouldn't he? Smash. Hey, that's funny. Yeah.
All right, so we'll catch back up with you in a few minutes. Oh, folks, I don't know if you're enjoying this, but I sure am. I am enjoying so much hearing from all my Mayberry friends and folks just like you and me, big fans of the Andy Griffith Show. And it is so interesting to hear the things that they find important or have meant a lot to them. So I hope you guys are enjoying this as much as me. Now, that was all on all recorded up in Mount Airy, North Carolina at the Mayberry Motor Inn out in the gazebo, sitting around. We were all just sitting out there visiting. Well, a couple of nights later, we were all in Troy, North Carolina for the event that Jeff Branch, who does Howard Sprague for us, he puts on this event to raise money for the DARE program there in Stanley County, North Carolina. So we were there, and I was lucky enough to catch up not only with the tribute artist and some of the fans in Alma, as we did on this first section, but also a couple of the cast members. We got Rodney and Maggie Peterson, Rodney Dillard, the Darlin' boy who plays the guitar and sings. And, of course, Maggie Peterson is Charlene Darlin'. Let's go have me quit talking, and let's hear from them as they're going to tell us a little bit about what their favorite things are. So first up, I believe, is Rodney. So let's go and hear that. All right, folks, well, we're here with Rodney Dillard, who was on episode like in the beginning of the second year of the podcast, and we're now at 249. So, Rodney, I've been asking everybody, what's your favorite Mayberry item, and why is it your favorite? So what have you got?
One of my favorite items, I have a couple. One of them is a poster from the movie that we did that Maggie Peterson, Charlene Darlin', got for me. It's a big poster of Barney when he was running for sheriff. It says "Vote for Fife" from the movie, and she got it for me, and I'm very, very happy and very proud of that.
That's great.
And what else is there? Oh, all the, and of course the Andy signature and Don and a Christmas card that I'd received from them, and things of that sort. Those are probably my two favorite things.
Well, that is awesome. I couldn't believe when I was looking back to see your like episode, I think number 53 and 54 in those areas of the podcast. I can't believe it's been that long. We're at 249 now. It's just been amazing. I can't thank you enough for being on it back then, and thank you for this.
And your podcast has grown and grown and grown. You're gonna become big guy there. You may end up on Fox.
No, I don't think so. But hey, Rodney, I thank you so much, and thank you for everything you do for all the fans.
Thank you.
All right, we're here with Maggie Peterson, Charlene Darlin', and she hadn't been on the podcast yet, but she's promised me if I'll just call her, if I ever would, she would be on the show.
I would.
So she's going to tell us what her favorite Mayberry thing is and why it's her favorite.
Well, it's kind of a private thing. It was the first script to the first show, The Darlings Are Coming, and I'd never been on a comedy on a television show before, so I didn't. It was a brand new item, and it was so exciting to see all the lines written down there. And I have, in my funny old writing, I have, you know, stand by Andy, cross to Barney. You know, I have all the directions written in there. So that's my favorite item.
Oh, that's great! Wow, that is really cool. That would be neat to see. I'd like to see a copy.
I'll bring it out one of these days.
So, hey, I thank you so much for being on the podcast. This means a lot. We're the 249th episode. We're matching the same number as the Andy Griffith Show episodes were.
That's true.
And so I wanted to make this episode kind of special, and you being on it definitely helped.
Well, thank you so much. It's my pleasure. Well,
thank you again. Thanks. All right, folks, we're here with Jeff Branch. And Jeff is our Howard Sprague impersonator. And Jeff, what's your favorite Mayberry item, and what makes it your favorite?
I would say my Mayberry car, and the reason for it being a law enforcement officer, you know, just my love for the show, and I'm, you know, being the policeman I am, it's just a natural thing for me to love that car. I got it from Phil Fox, who does our Ernest T, and so I have the 64 model, and he still has the 63, and it's just a wonderful thing to have to ride, and I know you enjoy yours, and it's just amazing going up and down the road and seeing people wave, hang out, and wanting to make pictures, and thinking, hey, I got a piece of history here.
That's right.
And it's just wonderful.
That's right. Now tell everybody you're a DARE officer. Tell everybody.
Right. I'm a DARE officer with the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. I've been teaching DARE for almost 23 years, and I've been doing it a long time, but it's something I just thoroughly enjoy, and I teach all three levels. And the year 2011, I was the North Carolina DARE Officer of the Year.
That is awesome, and you deserve it. Matter of fact, we're right now just wrapped up the show in Troy, North Carolina, that Jeff puts on every year. We just finished doing the show with Rodney Dillard and a whole bunch of the tribute artists, and it's a DARE program, raises money for the DARE program.
Yes, and it's been one of the best things I've done, raising this money and tying into Mayberry and, you know, trying to keep kids on the right path, and that's the way Mayberry is.
That's right. Well, Jeff, thank you so much for being on the podcast both tonight and way back when you were on it originally. You're definitely a Mayberry spirit, and we appreciate you. Right. Thank you.
Thank you, Floyd.
All right, folks, we just wrapped up the show in Troy, and we're here with David Browning, Mayberry deputy, who was also on the podcast way back when. And we're asking him the same question we've been asking everybody else. What's your favorite Mayberry item, and why is it your favorite?
Well, you know, Floyd, who are you? I've had so many wonderful experiences and wonderful gifts from people. And, of course, the creatures down in Tullahoma, Tennessee, have always been so kind with the etchings and the woodwork and all of that kind of thing. And I just love every one of them. But when you first presented the idea that you were going to be asking this question, I just got to thinking about it. And as you know, and as you've told your listeners so many times and viewers, that I got to work with Don Knotts for a period of time. And I think the greatest gift that's ever been given to me was in 1991 when I had just started doing this, and Don's friend, Francie, who became his wife and is now his widow, came up to me and said, "Don Knotts wants to talk to you." And the first gift was that it scared me to death. And the second gift was when he came in and sat down on the sofa and presented the idea that I might open his show for him. And how can you top that? No physical gift can top that. He gave me an opportunity for a career.
Wow. That is amazing. That, just kind of be endorsed by Don Knotts.
Well, just for him to say, yeah, you're worthy of doing this for me. Mm-hmm. And then when we would do these shows and I would look off stage and see him kind of slapping his leg and laughing at my silliness, it showed me that he was a fan of performers, and which I've always been. And so we had, I think, something in common beyond the Andy Griffith Show, and that is a love of people who like to entertain people.
Well, David, I appreciate it. Thank you for your time. I thank you for all the different amazing things that you've done, and we probably wouldn't be doing this podcast if you hadn't got me into doing Floyd.
Well,
so
you know how much I love you, and you know how much I love Floyd.
Well, thank you, and thank you again.
Thank you.
All right, folks. So that was David Browning. Wow, all those folks, Jeff Branch, Maggie Peterson, Rodney Dillard, Kenneth Junkin, Alma Venable, Bob Mundy, Tim White, Sam Miles, Debbie and Daryl Miles, Tim Pettigrew, and Al Gandolfi. I want to thank them all so much for being part of the podcast. It was just a very special thing. And I did get one other person who sent in a video for me. And so I want to, I'll be playing the video on the video podcast. So if you're watching the video, you'll be seeing pictures and all kinds of things from the different folks that have been on the podcast tonight. And if you're not, you'll still get to hear. So let's see who this last person was that we have. Let's see.
Hey, hello. Floyd Lodge, proprietor. Floyd's Barbershop. Mayberry, North Carolina. Hey, happy 249th episode to Two Chairs Now Waiting. Yeah, it's good to see you. Thanks for having me on. Thanks for having me on before, too. He's not my favorite Mayberry item. Well, let's see. I guess, Andy's hair. Yeah, he always sat so still in the chair. Yeah, oh, his hair. It was so easy to work. It was probably my favorite thing from Mayberry. Oh, it's very nice. His hair, yeah. Yeah, but you know, when he's a boy, he used to try to eat the shaving cream. Yeah, he thought it was ice cream. Yeah, he was a good boy, but he wasn't very bright. Yeah. But I guess that's my favorite. And again, congratulations on 249. Yeah. See you later.
Oh, Floyd, thank you so much for sending in your comments as well. Folks, I hope you have enjoyed this. It was a pleasure for me. I just can't tell you how much I have enjoyed just being able to go and talk to all those folks again and realize how long it had been since some of those guys had been willing to be on the podcast with me, and that they were willing to do so again really meant a lot. So it really means a lot to me, you listeners, you listening to me and spending time with me every week in Mayberry. 249 episodes. Now, we got some really good episodes coming up in the next few weeks. Next week, we're going to be hearing from Betty Lynn. Thelma Lou herself is going to be on the podcast, and we'll be doing that for the next couple of weeks. So we've got some good stuff still to come, even after the 249th episode. But I hope this was special to you as it was to me, and I would love to hear from you. You can call me at 888-684-8415 and tell me what you've been thinking about for the last 249 episodes. What's your favorite Mayberry item? I'll add those to the podcast too. So folks, give me a call. Email me at floyd@imayberry.com. Drop by our website at twochairsnowaiting.com and leave a message on any of the episodes. You can leave a message right there at the bottom. Leave comments. Or you can head over to facebook.com/twochairs and leave a comment there as well. Folks, until next time, we'll see you on Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast. Good night, everybody.